CSX Files.
By the way, you ever miss any of the CSX Files? It's updated daily. The keyword, of course, is
file.
F-I-L-E. Just text us that at 248-398-9279. We'll send you the link. Let's start off in St. Clair Shores. I think this is going to become a bigger story today. There's a whole backstory to this house. We have it posted. The keyword is
throne.
A house in St. Clair Shores is up. It's going viral because of the bathroom. Now, the house is listed for just under $1 million. It's a huge home. And I don't know, the lady who owned it was a TV star, did some other stuff around here in the Motor City.
Yeah,
You'll see that local, in the post, right?
Local, well-known lady.
$1 million has a custom-made throne toilet. You're like, wait, what? Now, this is not a normal toilet. This is actually made from wood, has a candle above the high back seat. You will see it in the post. Again, the keyword is...
The keyword's throne.
Yes. We were looking at... Did you put the link for the Zillow listing, too, or the...
Yeah. So you can see that along with other information. This is a house, though, I feel like along like St. Clair, that people know because of where it's located. It's on its own little pier.
Really?
Right on the lake.
I didn't see. I saw some of the pictures more. I didn't see all of them.
Yeah,
so.
It's in its own little like island type deal. So you can in the first couple photos you can see that. But people, I bet you know this house for sure because of where it's located.
Okay, and we apologize that I was just reading it here. Yeah. Again, the keyword is
keyword's throne.
It's nicknamed the House of Charm. Edith Fern Melrose. The Lady of Charm. That's what she was known as.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's a big, big, big old house.
But that toilet, have you ever seen something like that?
No.
No.
Not a full throne.
So, it just kind of got picked up today, but it's going to be all over the place today, man. This is going to be one of those stories. You see this thing. A wood toilet. A medieval toilet made of wood, and it has this big candle. It's a high back. It's probably like, what, 8 feet behind
right.
you?
Right.
And then there's a candle. Which the candle I get,
yeah.
Because that goes back to Arthurian times with like King Arthur and all them.
Right, yeah,
the
yeah.
candle.
Yeah.
You know what that was, right?
No, what was
when
it?
You went to the bathroom, you had to see where you're going. They called that a night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Light. The candle.
All right.
Don't you throw me side eye in there, Marcus.
That's a good one.
I thought it was. Anyway, keyword is...
Keyword's throne.
Throne.
Keyword, just look through all the pictures of this house.
Hell of a house.
That's the one to really look at. But you look through the rest of the house and you go, all right, what were they thinking there? But no, it's good.
Like you said, the House of Charm. All right, check it out. Second story, Ryan.
All right. So a lady was going to get married to her fiancé in India.
Okay.
Showed up to the wedding, walked in, and found out that he's bald. She never knew he was bald.
How?
He wears a wig. I don't know how you never find out. He's really good at covering it up. But she was so against the wig that she left.
She's left done. The altar because he's bald. He was wearing a toupee. A wig.
Yeah, okay. Wearing a wig. And she left his family. It even got to the point where his family had to escort him out because he wasn't trying to leave his own wedding. So her family had to kick this guy out of his own wedding.
Because he's standing there at the altar. She yeah. left him at the altar because yep. she didn't realize he was bald.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for him.
I do too.
Yeah, but you know what? He did reply to her. He goes, you know what? There's going to be hell to pay.
Toupee.
God, I'm not good at these.
No.
I wrote that thought. It was so funny this morning.
He did. Yeah. Okay. She left him there.
That was a good joke if you would have said it.
You got to put more emphasis on the right syllables.
Yeah.
It would have been hell. Toupee.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. I'm going to get you down to Ridley's for a comedy class there, but
yeah.
No, it's a good line. Don't worry about it. And then the last story, Florida has been all over it this week. They've been stepping up their Florida weirdness game. We really appreciate it. Montverde Academy in Lake County, Florida, their swim practice was delayed. Something was in the pool. An alligator was in the pool. An alligator was in the pool. Deputies quickly arrived on campus, pulled the gator out of the pool. They secured its jaws with electrical tape. Who the hell got the short end of that stick?
Ah, that's guy wrestling, baby.
So you're the new deputy. Yeah, I tell you what, take this electrical tape and go over there and tape its mouth up. And then they released it in a nearby lake. None of the swimmers were injured. They do not know who put the animal there. They're trying to find out who would do that. Why? Because the thing wouldn't have just worked its way in there. Someone had to open doors to get it into the pool.
We're getting close to senior pranks, right?
I guess so. But it's very specific when you're trying to solve an amphibian crime like that. You know who you call, right?
Who?
An investigator.
See, dramatic pause. See?
All right, I got
See?
You.
You got that one?
Yep, that was a good one.
Yeah, and then if you don't have any hair, then you'd have no money to pay them. See? To pay.
Oh, yeah.
We're done. Okay. You're going to have a great pun tomorrow. I'm confident about that one. Hell, St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.